Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Horny Hydration. Both temperature and endured arousal can make it extra important to hydrate, because you tend to lose a lot of fluid, one way or the other. Whether it is through activities or leaking slowly but surely somewhere, those fluids have to be replenished. It's very important to keep yourself hydrated. Then again, if you are hydrating, aren't you replenishing the same fluids that are attempting to flow from those naughty places? Perhaps the very notion of doing it intentionally to replenish your arousal will allow every sip become a drip that leads into a drop. Hydration leads to dripping, and dripping leads to dropping. A horny mind is an empty mind after all. Now, no matter why you are drinking healthily to keep your body hydrated, it will inevitably lead to arousal dripping it back out, leading to needing more hydration, which of course leads to dripping, and dripping leads to dropping. Sometimes the sensation of the liquid going down your throat is like a caress that invites a reaction all the way down, until little drips of liquid drops flow and grow, releasing from your body. What's really nice about this is that arousal, a gentle flow of desire, doesn't need to make you hot. It can, of course, but for the most part, you may enjoy a horny mind, empty mind. Adrift in dripping drops that deeply desire replenishment. And your body will know when it's had enough, and it may need to exert itself, either in activities or in arousal. Perhaps you'd like to just stay still and feel the drips dropping deep. Or maybe it's making you tingle all over to do something. thus the desire drive your dreams, or are there different drops that create another need? Now you may feel yourself fall into the flow as arousal will grow and the needs show in your body. The rush and the flush displaying your desire. It may be a mere drip dropping down between your legs, or it could be a very slow leaking lust that tingles and trickles out of you. Maybe you're unaware of how powerful it becomes over time. When think you'll notice the dripping drops down below? Is it merely a dream that the desire is seeming to grow? Does it eagerly show in the heat? Seed of desire, dreams, fire, maybe lust. Then again, you could remain cool and let yourself be fooled by the illusion that you control your body and remain unaware of the craving down there, the heat that spreads the need even more. So remember to hydrate. And even if your desires do not sate, you can still at least let your body feel good, with the drips dropping down and the sweet feelings slowing even more. Each glistening drop allows the desire to drip as you trip over your thoughts, figuring out the ways that the arousal will stay. And maybe lasting a little longer, stronger. Horny mind, empty mind. Some people will absorb this dripping, dropping very deeply to please me. And they might find a sweet sign of wetness, reminding you that it's important to keep yourself hydrated and let the liquid drops refill the drips that have continued to fall further. And all this is a little tease that will hopefully please both body and mind, as health and hydration will find good ways to spread to naughtiness instead. So one final tip, let each single drip drop down as your thoughts stop down even deeper. And then a little fall as you let go of it all and enjoy the craving need, as the seed has been planted, and soon it will grow as liquid will flow around it and feed it some more. I have opened a door, an idea that you'll see inevitably. Regardless of state, every time you hydrate, you will find the drips drop. The cycle will continue. And of course, the arousal will make every sip so sweet as the wonderful need helps you indeed. In a moment, I'm going to bring you back up, but the effect will stay, and it will remain that way for a while until you reset. So remember, enjoy and hydrate, and let your body and mind enjoy the states that you'll find yourself in over time. Arousal and drips, little drops that fit with your need. Well done, wake, and enjoy.